Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. We have Nomi Prinz, former managing director at Goldman Sachs, inside whistleblower, joining us in T-minus 30 minutes. Brad Meltzer, who joined us last week ahead of the premiere of the History Channel show that I appeared in, Secret Societies, will be joining us again, and I'll give you my view of what I really think of the episode he put out when he joins us coming up in the next hour. We also have George Norrie of Coast to Coast AM joining us, so really looking forward to that. Website, of course, is coasttocoastam.com. I spent the last 30 minutes of the last hour getting into this new report that just went up on Infowars.com. Obama agenda to bankrupt power plants triggers blackouts. And that's exactly what has happened, and that's exactly what Obama says he wants to do. So I'm going to basically go over the other areas of this I haven't gotten to yet, recap the facts, and call on you, the listeners, to give me ideas, or I've got ideas. What do we do politically? What do we do when we're under siege, when our power's being cut off and everything's being moved to Mexico and China? They've built in the last decade a string of power plants along the U.S.-Mexico border, predominantly in Texas. They know Texas supplies five other states who are now buried in snow. That's why Texas is running out of power, because we're supplying the other states, which is fine. It creates jobs here, gives people power elsewhere. The lignite coal they mine's right here in Texas, one reason they have so many plants here. And this is all a program to deindustrialize the country. And Obama has said this. That's what's so incredible about how they admit they want a post-industrial world. Now, Paul Watson and I did the research and put this article together today. And he's going to be even adding more information, because we're moving quick on this story as the broadcast unfolds. But hospitals, police stations all over the state and other states, but predominantly in Texas, didn't have power yesterday and part of today. And now another giant wave of this blizzard that's covered more than 40% of the country is pushing down across the Midwest into the East as we speak. Hitting much of the northern part of the country now, coming south, hitting where I live in central Texas about 5 p.m. tonight. And I've got to worry about even getting to work tomorrow. And when we talk about just the corruption of government, a decade ago they had a snowstorm and the power went off and the traffic lights went out. They'd have cops at key intersections coming to work on major roads that happen to have red lights on them, like 360 yesterday. It took me 45 minutes instead of 20. And there were no police to be seen. They're normally there writing tickets. I normally see about 9 to 10 police cars or motorcycles writing tickets on my drive to work. Saw nothing. And the lights were almost completely out. And there were huge traffic jams backed up on them. And I was talking to one of my IT guys. He said yesterday, driving in, he saw on William Cannon, no lights on, cars backed up for miles, and no police directing traffic because the traffic lights were out. But then he saw cops riding tickets with radar guns up William Cannon towards the middle school that's there. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. This is globalism. They cut the power off because they haven't built enough power plants, or they've restricted what they can put out. They won't have cops out directing traffic as they're supposed to. They got them revenue generating. And what have they announced all over the country with 60% layoffs, 35%, 40%? You saw the police chief last year in Oakland say, we're not going to respond to all these dozens of crimes. I think it was 40-something crimes, including armed robbery, you name it. We're going to do revenue generating. And what are these other sheriffs people I see announce? They go, yeah, we're laying off 60% of our sheriff's deputies. We'll no longer respond to crime. We're just going to revenue generate. So this is a completely predatory, out-of-control government, and we're turning into a third-world nation. That's why third-world nations can't run or operate, because their governments steal everything as a tool to make society break down, so you're so poor you don't have two pennies to rub together to ever become independent and resist them. We'll be right back with key intel on this straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Thank you for joining us. We are now 8 minutes into the second hour. It is Thursday, the third day of February, 2011. The number one overnight talk show host in the country, the second biggest talk show host in the world, biggest audience, George Norrie, is joining us in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today. Coming up in about 25 minutes, Nomi Prinz, former managing director, Goldman Sachs, big whistleblower, will be joining us, and we have the host of the hit TV show on History Channel, Brad Meltzer, joining us, because now I've seen the TV program he produced, dealing with secret societies, and I can give you and Mr. Meltzer my view on the Bohemian Grove piece that I appeared in last week and my take on that. I covered that some yesterday, but I'll be getting back into it with Mr. Meltzer coming up for about 15 minutes in the next hour today, ahead of George Norrie joining us. Coming up, more on the situation in the Middle East and North Africa. Incredible developments now with the Muslim Brotherhood saying they're going to break the peace treaty when they take over Egypt with Israel and basically move towards war with them. The Israeli and Russian news and Egyptian news is all reporting that. And our own government admits they triggered the riots. The people have real reasons to be angry. Their food prices have gone up because of globalist IMF World Bank policies and dollar devaluation driving up commodities. But this is just amazing as the New World Order tries to trigger global unrest as a pretext to bring in more tyranny. So that is coming up as well. But I've spent much of the last 30 minutes, the last hour, getting into rolling blackouts all over the country, hospitals, police stations without power in Dallas-Fort Worth area yesterday and today, They're complaining, saying, why has our power been turned off to conserve energy and supply it to five other surrounding states? We're the biggest energy producer in the country here in Texas, per capita for land space in the world. Why is this happening? Why is Obama blocking new power plants, at least three of them in Texas, including one they've almost completed in Corpus Christi, at over $3 billion facility? Why have they allowed Mexico to build all these power plants with U.S. and globalist companies, and then now they're supplying Texas? It's all part of a plan to shut down our industries. And it's a stated plan by the globalists for a post-industrial world. That's what China is all about. That's what the tariffs against our goods are about. That's what their low currency is about. It's making it where we can't compete. And then globalist insiders who have sweetheart deals with the communist Chinese, the Mexicans, and others, they get to set up power plants and things and factories that no one can compete with. And then the very same corporate interests lobby our government and other Western governments to put in laws shutting down their competition. And again, it's just like Obama giving out hundreds and hundreds, I know it's over 500 waivers and counting, to McDonald's and others to not make them buy health insurance for their employees, but everybody else has to. And don't forget, Obama put out an order, not a law. He doesn't have a law to be doing all this, to be shutting down Texas power plants and not letting them build new ones and restricting the output of other power plants or putting federal taxes on them. That's what the Kyoto Protocol does. He's just doing it. But here's the headline. Obama issues global warming rules in January, gives General Electric, who the head of his economic councils, the former head of GE, an exemption. They get an exemption from the new regulations, not laws, because they are, of course, the biggest builder and operator of these power plants. It's about shutting down their competition. And I will bring you back to 2005. We saw all this coming and wrote about it, their complete plan, the myth of peak oil, Paul Joseph Watson's Alex Jones, October 12, 2005, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com. And we talked about how carbon taxes are meant to selectively shut down power plant companies, coal companies that aren't insiders, how China is building multiple power plants a week at the time. Now it's upwards of five a week, but we're not allowed to have even three new ones a year. How then they have cheaper power, so they can produce cheaper goods on top of their slave wages. More regulations get piled on here. Then they lie and say our power plants are dirty when they're amongst the cleanest in the world. They put them through these, quote, scrubbers that take everything out but carbon dioxide and water. That's why Obama is saying carbon dioxide is poisonous and wants to tax it. This is huge. This is siege. This is deindustrialization. This is the post-industrial world. But in this report we wrote, we linked through to the Associated Press and Raw Story, who got the documents, and they're up on our website. Group, internal memos show oil companies limited refineries to drive up prices. Donald Trump was right earlier this week on Newsmax saying we're awash in oil. There's tankers lined up worldwide wanting to offload it. There's not enough refineries. There's not enough infrastructure. This has been done by design. We know in 1995, 16 years ago, and in 1996, 15 years ago, and it was all covered by the AP, and then we pointed it out in 2005, they sued and got the documents, they said we got too much oil. We got to lobby the environmentalists to shut down smaller companies. We've got to go buy up other refineries and shut them off to create a bottleneck. And the same mega big oil, mega big energy is going after all the smaller oil and coal companies and smaller power plants. The feds came into Austin with money a decade ago or 9 years ago and bought up the city-owned power plant that could supply most of the city by itself and just shut it off. They're shutting them down, the old plants. They're blocking new plants that have been built, bankrupting companies. Then later GE comes in and buys them for pennies on the dollar, and then they get the waiver to turn them on. And so there you have it. It's the same thing. What do you think's happening with Mexico right now? They're the only ones on the Texas region to be able to build all these new plants that don't have the regulations on them, and then now they are supplying Texas. That's in the AFP and Associated Press today. Let me run through some of these headlines. Mammoth storms leave bitter cold destruction. Blackouts anger Dallas hospitals. Why aren't they getting power? Why aren't police stations getting power? But the big Superdome they built for the Dallas Cowboys, where they're going to have the Super Bowl, you know, with the Steelers up there. Why was Cowboys Stadium exempt from blackouts? CBS News. EPA to take over Texas air permitting for major refineries and power plants. Obama EPA blocked South Dakota coal power plant. Governor Sebelius banned new coal power plants in Kansas. Georgia judge blocks coal plant on global warming grounds. They're shutting down existing ones, buying up existing ones, and shutting them off to create artificial scarcity to drive up the price of per kilowatt hour power that is can then only be owned by selective insider globalist companies. This is mafia government. This is so criminal, it makes my head spin to have this type of garbage going. And then I have the headline that Mexico is now supplying the energy to much of Texas because we're supplying it to other states. They're shutting down our industry. They're shutting down everything. Mexico supplies electricity to Winery, Texas. Mexico State Electricity Company on Wednesday started supplying electricity to the United States and to Texas, where demand shot up amid unusually cold temperatures and caused power outages. Mexico's Federal Electricity Commission was determined to support Texas with electrical energy faced with problems that the state is suffering due to climatological conditions, a statement said. Okay, now, there's the real scoop. There's what's going on. What do we do about this? Guys, I meant to tell you earlier, will you pull me up the Congress switchboard number and also Rick Perry's number? We also need to pressure the Attorney General of Texas, who has been countersuing the feds, I got to say valiantly, and say it's time for injunctions. It's time to put the state guard in front of these power plants and not let the feds cut down output as they've been doing. It's time to say no, 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 and call them and put pressure on them. We got forced inoculation suspended in Texas, and they admitted it was the 5,000 phone calls this show generated. We got the funding for the race war film Machete pulled, so they didn't get state incentives. Our listeners did. We can get things moving on this, and you can get things moving, but I want a key search term today. I want to do it, and I want it to be the number one search term on Google today. This is so absolutely important. I printed the article and I had it right here in front of me, but I've been so busy ranting that I can't find it. Here it is. Here it is. This is the PrisonPlanet.com headline version, because Google tries to block us a lot. We'll give key articles, one headline on InfoWars, another on PrisonPlanet.com. Obama agenda to bankrupt power plants triggers blackouts. And we have the video of him saying it. We have it all on record, their whole plan, the insider deals to shut down their competition. This is such an important, condensed piece of information. Obama agenda to bankrupt power plants triggers blackouts. Let's go with the search term, Obama triggers blackouts. Obama triggers blackouts. Obama triggers blackouts, and that will lead people, even though they block us out, you can post it on your website or blog and get all the traffic. I don't care. Take our articles. Take them, take them, take them. I just want to defeat these tyrants. Obama agenda to bankrupt power plants triggers blackouts. Key article, put it into Google search engine over and over again, the three words, Obama triggers blackouts. That's the InfoWars.com headline on that. The PrisonPlanet.com headline on this key article that Paul Watson and I put together, Obama's blocking of new power plants triggers nationwide blackouts. Okay? And that's the second search term. Obama triggers blackouts. Obama triggers blackouts is the number one search term. And then we need to do a secondary search term. And let's do the search term Obama's nationwide blackouts. So the first search term is Obama triggers blackouts. The second search term is Obama's nationwide blackouts. Obama's nationwide blackouts. Put that in Google over and over again. Hit enter, 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 enter. Let's just send it to number one. Obama triggers blackouts, the first search term, and Obama triggers blackouts is the second term. And we come back, I'm going to read part of this article by Paul Joseph Watson. But yes, I'm upset. Yes, I'm angry. I mean, my country that I love is being shut down, and they admit they're doing it by design. And when we come back, we'll play that 13-second clip again of Obama saying, hey, you can build a power plant, but we're going to put taxes on it so high that you're going to go bankrupt. And he's saying, you're going to go bankrupt. Your factory, your school, your business, your house, you're going to pay more for power. They put in carbon taxes last year in Austin. They say $3.4 billion over the next 3 years. They just said Austin's putting added taxes on your power and gas as part of carbon taxes. Where I live, they're doing this. They're raping us. They're engaging in...
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Repealed one of the more draconian provisions in the health care bill that in the aggregate, if you sell $600 worth of products, be it Beanie Babies or knives, it doesn't matter, on your website or in your business, you got to file a tax form on it. That has now been voted down in the Senate. We're going to repeal the whole thing. And they don't even have a law. They got one court saying Obama can run around outside of law and shut down power plants and put taxes on everybody. The power to tax, the power to destroy, we're going to repeal that. But folks, you need to call Congress and say, we know that the shutting down of power plants from Georgia to South Dakota to Texas to Florida, California, you name it, not letting them build existing plants. The feds coming in and buying up city-owned plants and shutting them down like in Austin, the Holly Street power plant. We know what you're doing. And that GE's being given waivers, just like Obama insiders are being given waivers from the health care bill. It's pure discrimination. It's mafia government where only the insiders can operate. Now we got to get our power from Mexico. They built a $3+ billion power plant in Corpus Christi, and I got the Houston Chronicle calling for it to never be allowed to be opened. And they're lying and saying these things are toxic. When all that comes out of them is carbon dioxide, and that's why they're trying to say that's toxic so they can shut them down, while China has no restrictions on them. That's why we can't compete. And their currency's been devalued against ours. Governor Rick Perry and his staff welcome your comments and concerns. Call him and tell him, we know he went to Bilderberg to discuss Texas energy shutdown in 2007 in Istanbul, Turkey. I reported it on at the time. It's in my film Endgame. We confront Perry about it. And it's time to call the governor's office, 800-843-5789, 800-843-5789, 800-843-5789. The globalists admit Texas is the battle line on the Napa superhighways, on the power grab of the energy systems, of our infrastructure, the mafia grabbing it and saying they control it. That's what this is. You go back 100 years ago to New York in the Italian section or other areas where they had mafia. They come in and say, you're not allowed to have a grocery store here because my cousin owns the one down the street. And they just burn you down. Or they'd say, let us take it over and we'll let you still operate. Or give us a tax. That's all this is. You're not an insider, got to buy health care for your employees. You're not an insider, can't have a power plant. I mean, this is so criminal. You are a criminal, Obama. The globalists supporting this are criminals. Anyone involved in this in Congress are traitors to this republic. This is such a big issue. You call Rick Perry. I want a press conference now. I want Rick Perry to get out there. And he's done this before when you call. And he's told insiders at Fox News, I'll just leave it at that, that he is upset about this show and knows the power of it. He's worried about Alex Jones and Ron Paul. We wrote about that last year. He's worried about you. You call Rick Perry, you call the Attorney General, and you tell him, get out there and talk about how they're cutting our power off and making us get it from Mexico and pay more. 800-843-5789, 800-843-5789, Rick Perry. You can also fax the governor, 512-463-1849. Citizens Assistance Telecommunications, you can call 512-463-2000. 512-463-1782. That's the main switchboard, 512-463-1782. And here is the number to Congress. Here's the number to Congress. You can call Congress and call your congressperson up and tell them you know what's going on. This is a mafia operation. If we point out what this is, that word will get out and we can stop them. 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. And will this save the world making these calls? No. But resistance is victory. 202-224-3121 to call the Congress of the United States. And if you miss those numbers, just search the number for Congress. Search the number for Perry. Call them. Go down there to the governor's office. Go to the Capitol right now. You know, you're mad about this? Go talk to your Congress. They're about to go into session. Go shake their hand. Tell them, I want you to do something. You got this tyrant, this globalist insider, this mafia operator with a gaggle of crooks that control him, Barry Sotaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama. I just read you the headlines where he's giving waivers to insiders on their power plants and shutting everybody else down. I mean, is there nothing that these mafia people won't get away with? Is there nothing that we won't put up with? And look, get the word out about this. The hospitals don't have power in many areas of North Texas. But the stupid sports stadium does, because you got to have that distraction continue. There it is. Obama issues global warming rules, gives GE an exemption. Obama's blocking of new power plants triggers nationwide blackouts. That's the PrisonPlanet.com headline. The InfoWars.com headline. Obama agenda to bankrupt power plants triggers blackouts. Key search term, Obama triggers blackouts. And I didn't get to that audio clip. We'll play it as we go to our guest coming back, where he says, yeah, we're going to bankrupt you. That's financial terrorism.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Republicans and Democrats alike are now fighting the erection of a fence along the Mexican border so they can prepare for the North American Union to merge Canada, Mexico, and the United States into one economic bloc? Just like the European Union, we'll lose our national sovereignty, our Bill of Rights, and Constitution. These ultra-rich men rule the world in secret right now, but will openly rule it very soon. Is this what Americans want? Then we need to repent before our God. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736.
Nomi Friends is a journalist and senior fellow at Demos, and we're going to be talking to the best-selling author here in just a moment. She's an insider Goldman Sachs whistleblower, and we're honored to have her. But I said I'd play this clip. This is Barack Obama, during the campaign, he said it many times, so did the Vice President Biden, that they wanted to bankrupt power plants in America. Meanwhile, they're not pressuring China, who builds a whole bunch of them, you know, every month, to have any controls on theirs. And now we're having rolling blackouts because of this, and we have the article, Obama's blocking of new power plants triggers nationwide blackouts. And the big issue here is insiders at GE, now heading up as economic counsel, the former head of GE, they get waivers from all this. So it's another unfair trade advantage, just like insiders getting waivers from having to buy health insurance for their employees like McDonald's. I mean, this is mafia government, where you get the favors from the mafia government. That's why they want to have authoritarian control, nothing to do with environmentalism. So here is that clip of Obama saying he wants to bankrupt power plants. That is an act of war, of economic sabotage. But that's what Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and GE, these guys are all about, using government to shut down their competition so they can vertically integrate markets. Here's the clip.
So if somebody wants to build a coal power plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted.
Now, Obama was not drunk there. Our computer played it in slow time for some reason, but it's only a 13-second clip. We're gonna try to play that clip for folks one more time, but you can just search Obama says he'll bankrupt plants. You'll see many other clips of him online in different speeches. Here it is.
So if somebody wants to build a coal-powered plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted.
Okay, there you go. They're going to bankrupt them. Now, this dovetails with what Nomi Prinz has been talking about. And, of course, her latest book is It Takes a Pillage, Behind the Bonus, Bailouts, and Backroom Deals from Washington to Wall Street. And, of course, she's also the author of Other People's Money, The Corporate Mugging of America. She wrote that 6.5 years ago in October of 2004, a devastating expose into corporate corruption, political collusion, and Wall Street deception. That's why the big mega banks and the insiders want big government, because they can shut down their competition. Before becoming a journalist, Nomi worked in Wall Street as a managing director at Goldman Sachs and running the International Analytics Group at Bear Stearns in London. Her writing has appeared in the New York Times, Fortune, Newsday, Mother Jones, The Daily Beast, Newsweek, Slate.com, The Guardian UK, The Nation, American Prospect, Alternet. The list goes on and on. And NomiPrinz.com is her website. Links to that up on Infowars.com. It is great to have you here with us, Nomi.
Well, it's great to be on the show, Alex. I've been listening to you for a long time, and it's really great to be on. Thank you.
Well, we're honored to have you. You heard me just getting into the power plants being shut down that aren't insiders with the government. That pretty much integrates with what you've been talking about this rigged, planned, insider, crony capitalist system. What's your take before we get into the larger issues on these power plants being shut down from Georgia to Texas and now blackouts everywhere?
Well, I mean, that's the thing that what we're talking about, what he was talking about, is that if you don't have the money to effectively create your own loophole and work it out with the government, is as one of the larger power companies like GE, then you're going to not be able to operate, and as a result, it consolidates the power, pun intended, into a handful of a few companies, which is pretty much how corporate America works. We are a nation in which the corporations have continued to merge, have continued to consolidate power and therefore control and access to government and collusion with the government in order to, yes, get rid of competition, and also control markets. And whether those markets are with power, or those markets are with finances, or those markets are with loans to homeowners, it's all really part of a system where companies really not just control, but are gaining every day more control over all the things that touch our lives.
Absolutely. And this is a rigged system, and that's what the globalists admit at Davos. They want is a global system they control, where they control the rules for their advantage. And from my perspective, it's purely a mafia tactic. What would you call this system?
Well, it is. You know, you talk about the mafia as say extracting money from various small businesses in order to have garbage pickup, you know, in front of their businesses, and then the list, of course, goes on and on. But effectively, they're extracting income in order to basically control a certain set of practices. And the United States government does really the same thing, except it goes through the form of lobbyists and campaign contributors. So basically, the bigger a company is, the more they can pay for lobbyists, the more they can pay for lawyers, for accountants, for everyone else to not just create laws, but get around laws and find their own loopholes and basically suggest laws that have loopholes in them for them to use, and they have the funds to do that. And, you know, we still have a system where the Supreme Court is fine with that. Recently, confirm the fact that they're fine with campaign contributions coming through corporations. Obviously, lobbyists are going in and out of Washington, and in many instances, like with the head of GE now, they don't even have to, it's not even really an issue. They're just on the advisory board of the Obama administration, and it's not just the Obama administration, of course, it's any administration, so just the one that's currently operating. And that's really how the money not just gets consolidated on the profit of these companies, but gets used to infiltrate our laws, create their own loopholes, and facilitate their own future profits because of that.
Nomi, I could talk to you as a former Goldman Sachs managing director for 10 hours. There's so many things to discuss. But on your radar screen right now, I saw you on Max Kaiser a few days ago. It's actually going to air tomorrow, but he played an exclusive clip here of you basically saying, yeah, this is insider trading just with the, or borders on it, with the Facebook Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan deal. There's a lot of different deals that are going on right now. But what is most important on your radar screen that you want to warn people about, being somebody who's been an insider and really knows how things work?
Well, I think you mentioned the Facebook deal, and that's only important because it just demonstrates how Goldman Sachs, after having created itself into a bank holding company, basically the type of a bank that is supposed to administer deposits for its customers, to provide loans for its customers, those customers not being millionaires, of course, but being regular individuals, which aren't the customers of Goldman Sachs. However, the name of it as a bank holding company, which it became in the fall of 2008, enabled it to have federal support from the Fed, from the Treasury Department, from the FDIC, and enabled it to carry on its trading with our support, with our federal support, which it should not be doing. And that's just an example of how a company uses the government when it needs the government in terms of funding it at the brink of a bankruptcy, which it stood at in the fall of 2008, and then says, you know, the heck with you guys. We're just going to go offshore, do what we want, raise money for our private deals, and if the SEC is going to ask us questions, we're just going to take them offshore and go somewhere where we don't have any questions because those questions are annoying. They get in the way of us, you know, raising fees and gaining our profits, and we're just going to go around. And so you have this global system which enables companies like Goldman, like Morgan Stanley, like J.P. Morgan, like any international conglomerate to find the place where the regulations are going to be weakest for that particular deal, that particular day, that particular practice in which they are going to be involved. And that's really a big problem with the system. Right now, for example, in Egypt, one of the things that I was looking at, and I'm by no means a Middle Eastern scholar, so I preface this with that, but a lot of the more recent economic problems that Egypt and other countries in the Middle East have been due to the fact that they have pursued opening their borders to international speculators and international capital and international banks buying up portions of their land and portions of their financial system. And, of course, when international capital comes into a country, it's there for a bet. It's there for a short time. It's there to find the best hot deal, and it leaves as soon as it's not making a good return on it staying there. And that's what's happened to a large extent in Egypt in particular. Egypt was one of, according to the World Bank and the International Financial Corporation, which operates with the World Bank, one of the top 10 what they call reformers. Reformers to them are not reforming their country's economics for their citizens. They mean reforming their borders to allow speculative capital to come in and go out as freely as possible. And it was in their top 10 last for 10 list for 4 out of the last 5 years. And the results, of course, when the worldwide depression started, is that the money that came in equally left as quickly, if not more so, leaving a lot of further economic devastation to the citizens of that country in its wake. And then that's besides the corrupt dictatorship and the regime that has been there for 29 years. But this is really the more recent effect of this global domination of international capital to like just find itself wherever the borders are most amenable to that.
Naomi, you talk about the worldwide depression. I've had countless other prestigious economists on, and they've agreed that even Stiglitz 2-3 years ago, Nobel Prize winner, admitted we were going into a depression. By every yardstick, unemployment's 20%+ here, 30% in California. The government lies and says it's 9.6, 9.7. As somebody who's been inside of the heart of Goldman Sachs, who's since then written and researched this, from your research, what's the real state of the world economy? And where are we headed?
The real state of the world economy is that individuals are finding themselves less able to make a living if they had a living and falling into the poverty levels of their respective countries more and more quickly. And that's a direct result of trading and of bank capital and hedge funds and private equity funds finding spots and sort of pillaging them, to use the term of my book, but really pillaging whole economies for whether it's commodities, whether it's to churn a population into shady loans and to package those loans up into toxic assets and leave the waste to the Federal Reserve and the rest of the country. Those are things that the financial industry in particular, and the financial industry is part of every other industry. I mean, I focus on banks having been inside of banks, but there's no company, there's no large conglomerate that doesn't work with the large financial institutions to find ways around paying taxes, creating long, sustaining jobs in the areas into which they infiltrate, because there's no need for them to do so. And so the state of the world is really captive to that type of international financial strategies that continue to get worse. And that's why, you know, you see in the Middle East, all of those countries have on record somewhere between 10 and 16% unemployment. But just like the United States, where we have on record, as you said, 9.4% right now unemployment, that does not in any way capture the underemployment, the jobs that are not sufficient to even cover health care or rent or rising costs of food and other types of commodities, because they just don't stretch as far, even when people have them. And so, you know, if you look at the underemployment statistics, they're in double digits and rising. And that, coupled with the squeezing of prices and any type of commodity and any type of financial service or any type of service throughout the world, has the effect of squeezing people financially even further. And there's no barriers to that. The worldwide depression that started with, you know, what we call the crisis of 2008 was something that was really building up for many years for individuals not seeing jobs, seeing prices get too high.
Well, that's right. You predicted it in your 2004 book, and there's a method to this madness. These big central banks, who, of course, the shareholders are private central banks and families and shareholders, they are openly dollar devaluing worldwide, knowing that that would cause record food prices that then puts pressure on countries like Egypt. And then they offer the solution, now admitting that they sent in Al-Baradei to start the revolt 2 weeks ago. So back when Stiglitz quit in 2002, we got those thousands of pages of IMF and World Bank documents that BBC reported on. And right there they said, once we get a country under our control, then we further bankrupt them, then there's riots, then that destroys confidence, then we can come in and buy up things even cheaper. Right. And so they have a real stake in the pillaging, putting the populations under their control into a servile position so they can come back and pillage them and basically in a mercantile neo-colonial way conquer them. What's the mindset of a Goldman Sachs? What's the mindset of these pillagers? What's their end-game strategy? Because now they're saying they openly want world government, a new global cashless currency that all other currencies are denominated in, run by private central bankers.
Well, that's the private central banks are the friends of the international private banks, because they allow for easy funding to trade. And the motive for everything Goldman Sachs does is purely profit. It's not obviously doing God's work. It's not trying to create jobs. It's not trying to stick around in regions and actually have a fair economic system, meaning fair for the population of those particular regions. It's in to get a good deal, and it's in to get out, really, as soon as it can possibly do so, as soon as it's churned whatever that good deal is. I mentioned in a recent piece, actually I think on my blog, about, for example, in early 2008, when things were really getting obviously bad with the subprime lending and toxic asset creation on the back of that here in the United States, that there were UK arms, for example, of Goldman Sachs, buying up pieces of luxury real estate developers in Egypt, sort of trying to squeeze at that particular moment the last drops of what was the end of a real estate speculation boom, which will reboom again, but which now is in its lower stages. And so that's the mentality. Mentality is, where can I go? Where can I trade? Where can I get investors and fee them to trade with me in order to make as much as I can, as fast as I can?
And they're doing this.
A thought to what happens in the wake of that.
Where do you see the derivatives bubble going? Because there's no way to get rid of that black hole, but they've sold us on this too big to fail. So now they've tied the treasure, the pensions of the entire world to their Ponzi scheme.
Well, and not only that, the financial reform bill, and I loosely use the term reform, it's not a reform bill, but the thing that passed in Congress and was signed by President Obama last summer to supposedly reform the banking system and does absolutely nothing remotely of the sort. It's just very, very many pages of a lot of legal banter back and forth, all of which can have holes poked in it really, really quickly. I mean, I can poke a hole in almost any line in that reform bill without even having a staff of lawyers. But one of the things that it was supposed to do, for example, is create a clearinghouse or a place where derivatives would trade out in the open, would be transparent. But all the loopholes related to that said, well, yeah, we want them to be transparent and trade on clearinghouses, but we forgot to mention that 96% of the clearing activity of the place where these transactions are pen and inked or basically transferred are owned by the top five banks in the United States. They're owned by J.P. Morgan. They're owned by Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs owns one of the largest clearinghouses or portion of that in the world.
Naomi, stay there. We're going to come back and continue along that line and ask you the question, where's it all going?
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Don't forget, right now we're fighting the complete takeover of our energy infrastructure by the insider globalists. The article at Infowars.com. Obama agenda to bankrupt power plants triggers blackouts. Get it out to everybody. Google search term Obama triggers blackouts. We got to fight back against this. We're talking to Nomi Prinz of NomiPrinz.com, best-selling author, latest book, It Takes a Pillage, Behind the Bonuses, Bailouts, and Backroom Deals from Washington to Wall Street. Wall Street has been lobbying for domestic police states. They lobby to put dictators in worldwide. They basically, you know, want to secure their ill-gotten gains. They want to make us pay off their derivatives. I was talking to you during the break. I mean, you agree that we're basically, by every measurement, really are in a depression?
Yeah, I think we are. And by the measurements that matter to individuals, by the measurements that entail getting jobs or keeping jobs that enable one to afford life, by being able to afford whether it's health care or food or oil or whatever it might be, there's such a chasm between the haves and the have-nots, and that's not been something that hasn't existed in our world before. It's just that more recently, and particularly since the economic crisis spouted in 2008, in the fall of 2008, it's gotten worse. And the reason it's gotten worse is because there's this external veneer of a recovery. There's an external veneer that says, well, the stock market's up. Well, the stock markets across the world are up. GDPs are increasing. And GDPs, by the way, are generally measured, particularly for our country, a substantial measure, and it has to do with financial services. So the creation of this sort of on-paper wealth drives how we consider our recovery and other countries consider their recovery to be.
But only the mega bankers are making the record bonuses. The only sector that's showing the big profits is the banksters because they're the parasite.
They're the parasite. They're those services. They're the purveyor of why markets go up, why profits from corporations go up. It's all related to what happens with the banking sector. I mean, it's the kernel of all of this worldwide because, you know, they all operate worldwide. But on the flip side are people's real economies. On the flip side is not being able to make ends meet. On the flip side is wages being worth less than what they were 35 years ago. So there hasn't been an increase for those people.
You predicted a lot of what happened 6 years ago in your first book because you were an insider. Where do you see things going? Because it's clear they're not going to change course, even if the world's revolting against them. How do you see it ending?
I honestly think it's going to get a whole lot worse before it gets better. When I left the industry and rolled other people's money in 2004, and credit derivatives were a tiny speck on the financial speculation screen, and CDOs were tiny, but they were murky, and they were leverageable, and they were dangerous, and things have gotten more complex and dangerous since then because there's been no opposition. There have been no regulatory barriers to stop the type of financial instruments and financial pillaging that's been going on. It's only gotten worse. But now there's a pretense that it's better. There's a pretense there's financial reform. Stock markets are back up, as we just mentioned, and so forth. So I don't think that gets better. I don't think that changes people's individual economies. I think it's going to get a lot worse, therefore, before it gets better, because after all of what we saw in 2008 globally, after banking systems throughout the world, particularly ours, we're looking at bankruptcy and we're looking at potential collapse and an inability to fund themselves, they all got better. They all got government injections, but the individuals, people in the various countries did not. And that will create a more unstable, less equal set of economies between the banking economy and the people's economy for the foreseeable future. So I just see it, unfortunately, getting worse. I wish I saw it different.
Well, I tend to agree with you, unfortunately. Nomi Prinz, stay there. We're going to do 5 more minutes with you on the other side.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.